Hey, good morning. Welcome. This is Let's Talk on the Big Z for this Thursday morning. Glad to have you along here. Mark Ellerbrock in with you this hour, and we've got a lot to talk about between now and 12 noon. We have a couple of different topics to bring to you. Mike Raich will join us in the 11 o'clock hour as he was unable to join us on Monday. Back with us today, next hour on the Big Z. We will chat about music here for the first segment of this program, and there's a group that has formed recently called Riverbend Sirens, and a longtime music director, a music instructor, and voice teacher here in the Riverbend, Eddie Hitchcock, has put together a group of ladies who are going to bring us some great music, and it's coming up in just the next week. I think it's on the way next week, and Eddie Hitchcock is here with us this morning to talk about that. Welcome back.
Welcome. I'm glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. That's okay.
I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad to be here, too. Thank you for being here. Eddie and I have known each other for a number of years, for many years involved with the Encounter Youth Choir. You've done the Seasons Choir here in the area. You've done other vocal work through Alton High School, Alton Little Theater. This is a new group for you. I know that as we chatted a few weeks ago, wanted to come and feature them on the air. So talk about that. Talk about finding a new choir, new music outlets for you and for others.
Well, I've always loved women's voices and since Seasons, and I really wanted to create something a little bit more intimate and with women that, I mean, you know, I have a lot of friends that are men and women, but with a specific group of women, and these women came to mind, and I was going through looking at cabaret shows on YouTube, and I was like, well, I said, this would be fun. Who could I do this with? Boom. I said, oh, these four voices would be fantastic to be able to put together a little group. We didn't have a name at the time. It was just going to be just a cabaret show, and that was really going to be it. It didn't have a cause attached to it or anything. It was just about getting together and singing for fun and singing for the community, because I love to entertain, and I love to hear good singers and good quality entertainment, and this is really... That was really just in my mind. That was it. Just to have fun.
Any specific songs you had in mind to do, or did that come after you found the singers?
Yeah. So I would watch. So I listened to lots of music theater, and I'd been listening. And then once I thought, when I listened to the songs, the voices kind of came with the song. So each woman in the group, their voice fits the song that they sing very well. And this is cabaret style, so we are singing different music theater songs from different genres of musical theater, but mainly staying within more of the pop realm. So you'll hear a lot of Sondheim. You're going to hear some Disney also, which will be fun. You're going to hear some non-music theater tunes, some jazz tunes, Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. You're going to hear Holding Out for a Hero. So we have a little a hodgepodge of different songs, but the main root of it is a lot of cabaret musical theater style.
And did the cause, and I'm going to tease to our listeners, the singers are here, three of the four singers are here, and we're going to hear from them and hear them singing actually a little bit later on. So the lineup of the show and the cause, you said, is there a cause attached to this?
I always feel that if we're going to do something, that we need to do it for something, if we're in the community. So we sat down one day, and we were just kind of brainstorming. Then Olivia said, why don't we, the Boys and Girls Club, they're trying to raise money for their playground. And I was like, well, that would be fantastic. I said, let's go with that.
Yeah.
So that was, especially since they lost their funding for that. So that was great. So we're like, okay, we'll do this. This is a community event. The cause is to give back to the community. So all the proceeds from the concert, it's $5 for a ticket, and then we'll have a tip jar up front, and you can put money in that. I will not go to any of us. It will go directly to the Boys and Girls Club. So
awesome.
That's it. So.
Well, introduce the group. Who's here with us today?
Well, we have Charlie Brockes, who is phenomenal. He is our pianist, our collaborative artist, and Charlie plays for... lots of places, Edwardsville, Raging Cajun. You've probably seen him down there. The Dueling Pianos. He plays in different bands in town. So he did have a mullet at once. It's gone. He has a beautiful short haircut. He looks handsome.
To paint the picture for you at home,
Charlie has no more mullet.
I can attest there is no mullet here.
He is our, but he's our collaborative artist. We also have a drummer named Drew. He's not here, but
does he have
fantastic.
A mullet?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if that was a thing.
No, he's curly hair. Just that, but
okay. Okay, it's very different.
And then next we have Shay Radcliffe. Shay is a friend of mine. We met at Applebee's. Mm-hmm. Is that where we met?
Yeah.
We met at Applebee's, and then I heard her singing. I was like, she can sing. And we found out that we just were mutual love for music and musicians.
People get discovered in the weirdest ways.
Yes,
right?
Yes. And I was glad. I love Shay. We have good energy and good spirit together. We've known each other for a long time. And then Abigail Inlow, used to be Abby Harmon, who was my voice student a long time ago in high school, 2011, and counter graduate. Abby is wonderful, and I'm glad she sings for the Seasons and everything. So she is. My little alto in the group. Shay's the second soprano. Then we have beautiful Olivia Levi, who I've known forever, since 2004.
Sure.
She started my first voice student class. And then she's been singing with, what's the group that you sing with your father?
We do Porch Cafe.
Yeah, Porch Cafe. And then Olivia's singing at Lewis and Clark and opera, and it's wonderful. So very talented people. And then Abby Inlow was here. Abby Langley is not here, but these ladies, and she's also wonderful. So
Shay, talk about how you got into singing. Pull that mic there a little bit closer to you. How did you get into singing? What were some of your first things you were involved in?
Well, I started off singing on my front porch when I was a very little kid, and I would just project, because we lived kind of on this hill, and I would just project out to the rest of my neighbors with my talent. And so I just kind of kept with that. I did some Alton Little Theater stuff. I went through Lewis and Clark, their music program. I've been in so many choirs. I've done a lot of different solo things, too. I've done some recording work. I've done it all, and I really enjoy singing, and it's something that brings me a lot of joy. So it's cool being with this super talented group of people.
Yeah, awesome. Abby, how about you?
Well, I started singing mostly at church when I was a little girl, and I did a lot of solos there. And then I went through the Alton School District, so Alton High. I did a lot of stuff there, the show choirs, concert choirs, musicals, you name it. I probably did it. And then I was an encounter in high school, and then I kind of didn't sing for a while there until Eddie started back up Seasons, and then I came home from college, and then I've been singing with Eddie ever since.
Yeah, awesome. And for you, Olivia, how about your start in music?
It's much of the same. When I was little, I think the first time my mom knew that I could sing, like, we were at a gas station, and I was singing Mariah Carey in the gas station bathroom when I was, like, 7. And then so I realized I can sing a little bit higher, so I would try to, like, imitate these singers and opera singers on TV, and then I got into like Alton High School choir, and then that's where I met Eddie when I was like 15 or 16, and now I'm doing more opera stuff out at Lewis and Clark, hopefully to go to SIUE in a couple of years for that, so we'll see.
And the acoustics of bathrooms, I mean, that's...
I mean, they're amazing. You can, better than the Metropolitan Opera. I mean,
Porcelain reverb.
But you, but you never know. And this is for all of you, because you sing. I mean, you like to sing. You just sing because you like to sing. And it doesn't matter where. In the car, in the bathroom, in the shower, outside the front porch, walking through Applebee's, you know, I mean, wherever, right? I mean... And have you come across others in your experience, in your life, even outside of singing, you stop and you think, wait, does that person just singing? And
yes.
You just hear a voice?
They can sing.
Yeah,
they
I mean, I just...
Sing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how can I get them in the group? No.
So for this show, what should people know about going? I'm going to have the girls sing here in just a second. But what do you need to know about the show? It's at the Conservatory, which is in downtown Alton.
Which is a bar in downtown Alton. It's very just a very cool bar. It's very has a very vintage feel to it. It used to be the old Ball and Barrel. Is that right, Charlie?
That's right. And it was here. It's on Broadway.
Yeah.
The address is 554 East Broadway. Yeah. So it's at the corner of Broadway and Henry.
Yes. Yep. And if you
Did
are
you say the name of the building?
The Conservatory. Yes. And it is a it's the parking's not the best, so if you are an older person, you may want to get there a little earlier so that you can get better parking. But it has some parking. It's right in downtown the corner, so if you want to get a really good seat, get there earlier, and that way you'll be able to get a good parking space and get right up front. But the Conservatory is a beautiful building, and we're excited about being there. And We have our dress rehearsal this coming Monday. But, yeah, it's going to be just very much come.
And it's next week?
Next week, Thursday.
Okay.
At 7 p.m. Next Thursday.
7 p.m. the 17th at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And what time do doors open? People want to get there?
Doors open at 6:30.
Okay.
Doors will open at 6:30 so they can get down and get seated. And
tickets at the door at the place before?
You can get tickets at the door. There are $5 for the tickets.
Okay.
And then you can call ahead. Also, call the conservatory and reserve a ticket. And like I said, all the tickets, the ticket cost goes towards the Boys and Girls Club. And any of the tips that we'll have will go towards the Boys and Girls Club.
And again, supporting that wonderful cause as the Boys and Girls Club wants to rehab their whole playground equipment that they have there on site there in Upper Alton. So that'll be a great way to support that. And so I know they were rehearsing earlier, and people in the background, where's that music coming from? It's like, oh, those are my guests. We have musical guests. So what will you be singing?
So normally Charlie would play for us, but we'll have to imagine.
Charlie will pretend.
He is going to pretend and play, but they're going to be singing You Could Drive a Person Crazy, which is from Sondheim's Musical Company. And in this particular song, they are talking about a guy, and this guy has dated all three girls, but he doesn't commit. He doesn't want to commit. So that drives each woman crazy. And there are three individual personalities. So when you see that on the stage, you'll catch the different personalities of the women. So it's just, you could drive a person crazy. Do you want to scoot over? I would go right over there, Shay, right there. I'm going to show you right with those ladies.
He's even directing on the radio, which is perfect.
It's nothing new for us.
Right. Normally, this would be Charlie playing. This is not Charlie.
That's not me.
No. That's not Charlie. But here we go. We're just going to sing a little tidbit of it for you.
Okay, here we go. Ladies? The sirens.
Here we go. Oh, sorry. I'm so embarrassed.
How many times does that happen? Sorry.
Oh, we're for real this time.
All right, we're for real this time. So sorry. Here we go.
Here we go.
You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad. Doo-doo. First you make a person hazy, so a person could be had. Doo-doo. First you leave a person dangling sadly outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want you even more. I can understand a person if he said to go away. I can understand a person if he actually would gang. But worse than that, worse than that, titillates a person and then leaves her flat. He's crazy, he's a troubled person, he's a truly crazy person himself.
Oh, that was great. That was wonderful. That was very nice. Very nice. A little taste of the Riverbend Sirens. So what does the future hold? Are you planning things down the road? Is it a one-time thing, one time a year?
No,
we've
talk of doing a couple of concerts, a 70s concert, which would be really fun and awesome.
Bring the mullet back. Disco.
The mullet can come back for that.
All ABBA.
Oh, no, not ABBA. Not ABBA. No, no, no.
No,
no, no.
No, I know he does.
No, no, no. But we're going to do that. We're looking forward to doing a sacred concert, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of things coming up. But the Riverbend Sirens, the name actually came about from Olivia's husband, Don. And we were just talking about names. And he was like, what about the Riverbend Sirens? I was like, ding, 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 ding.
That's a winner. That's
perfect.
That's a winner.
But all these women are wonderful. And Charlie is amazing.
And Drew
the drummer is...
he has no mullet.
So just a little aside, Drew came in and practiced with us last week, and he had never practiced with us before.
Never.
He laid it down.
Oh,
like, I was so impressed, and it added such a... I'm getting chills right now. It added something so cool that I don't know. I can't wait. You guys are in
for... Let's hear for the drummers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's hear for the drummers.
Charlie's also a drummer, but he can't do drum and play piano at the same time.
We tried.
We tried, but it just didn't work out for the show. Let's just go to a different show.
But they're going to hear some current tunes. We're going to do something from Hamilton, the Schuyler Sisters. We're doing a little thing from there.
Oh, cool.
So we've got hodgepodge of stuff. We're doing a piece by Wailing Jennings. The Wailing Jennings.
Yep.
The Wailing Jennings.
Yes.
Yes. Not Wailing Jennings. No. The Wailing Jennings. Yes. Wow. That's awesome. So we got something for everybody.
Does the show have a title? Is it called?
It's called, no, there's the Reuben Sirens. I didn't ever think of a title for the show.
That's okay.
The Reuben Sirens Cabaret Show.
We were doing those all before the show, which is, we'll keep those off the air. The Riverman Sirens, and they are performing next Thursday, June 17th, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 at the Conservatory in downtown Alton. It's just a storefront down from the corner of Broadway and Henry right here in Alton. And the admission is $5. All the proceeds go to benefit the Alton Boys and Girls Club. How about, how many people does it hold? Are we looking
I'd say probably about that. Area, maybe 75.
Okay, so get there early if you want to see. It should be a great show to hear Olivia and Abby and Shay and Abby, who will be there, and Charlie and Drew and Eddie.
Yeah.
You don't do anything in the show?
I'm emceeing the show.
You're emceeing the show.
He's in one of the pieces.
Okay, there we go. Thank you all for being here. Did a great job. Appreciate your time.
Good to see you.
Thanks very much. Absolutely. We'll take this quick break. We'll come back with more. This is Let's Talk and the Big Z. We'll be back after this.